Blog Talk Radio.
Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's a show. We always go off topic. We go off topic. We stay on topic. This show is your show. It's my show. It's your show. Man of the people, people of the man. You got something you want to discuss? Feel free to call up 646-915-8680. I'll put you on. You don't have to talk about what I'm talking about. We talk about what you're talking about. As long as we talking. But we only got a half an hour, so you got to make your thoughts short, concise, and to the point. Hopefully you got some jokes because we like to have a good time. You know, it's late night. You might be getting into bed with your woman. You see her throwing them big old sweatpants with them big old drawers, and you think back like, I remember where she used to wear the thong. So as you hear this voice talking into you, wake your ass up because you ain't getting no cheeks tonight. So got a multitude of topics to talk about tonight. First one I want to talk about, I had a vision last night. I'm going to get personal with y'all. This is Beach Bum Gun talking personal, y'all. I had a vision. I am a soon-to-be father. And I said, you know, I want to bring my baby in the right way. You know, I'm a young African-American male. A lot of the youth that's in my position has had a tough time making out of this situation. So I want to bring my child in the right way so that he has all the opportunities to succeed. I want him to do better than me. I didn't have it bad. I mean, didn't have it amazing, but I didn't have it bad. You'll never tell you a story that I had the worst childhood in the world. Wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't the worst. I love my childhood. Made me into the man I am today. And if I must say, I'm a hell of a man, and my wife likes me too, unless she just settled. But, you know, fuck it. I'm saying that she likes me. So I had this great vision, like, yo, what if, while she's in labor, you know, she's in there sweating, she's holding on, baby, I'm hurting, and I press play, and the Rocky theme music comes on. Boom! Push, baby. Push, baby, it's coming. Let it go. It's coming. Maybe I should do it when we have sex. It's coming! Anyway, that's just like my little scenario. I want to have the Rocky theme music with a burning phoenix in the background and a sword. So when he comes out and the doctor says, cut the umbilical cord, I slice the umbilical cord and ignite him on the shoulders and boom! It's another little villain in the crib. But that's just me. Let me know what you think. What's your scenario about how, if you had a choice to come into this world, how would you come in this world? But right now, that's just what I was thinking about today. Got a couple calls on the line. Got a call from the 757. Say what's up to the people who I'm speaking with.
God, what up, baby?
Yeah, what up, baby? What's poppin'? I didn't think you was up this thing, man. Hey, much, man. How you holding up?
Man, I'm good, my dude. Listen, I apologize for not getting into your show earlier, but I'm here now. You ready? The Q's is here.
We welcome the Q's. Don't be barking on my mic. I'll mute your ass.
You got that, God? The Q's are here.
All right, well, so what's your topic tonight? What you want to discuss tonight? You got something you need to get off your chest, or you just want to comment on the BS that I'm going to talk about?
Hey, look, you know how me and you go. We can go back and forth all night. I just wanted to call and support my boy. You know, I do appreciate the topic that you brought up, though, you know, how you come into this earth. As you know, I came in, you know, with some gold boots on with purple laces. You already know, but you already know how that goes.
You came in with gold boots and purple laces, huh?
Of course I did. Absolutely. But you already knew that. You know, gold boots, purple laces, crown on my head and a crown oil bag in my diaper. That's how I came in.
I feel bad for you. I hope you wasn't wearing them purple thongs that y'all be wearing all right. But let me put you on hold real quick. Got a second call on the line. Who's that? Mr. Righteous. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Mike, you got something you want to talk about to the people tonight?
Nah, man. I'm just laughing at the craziness going on right now, man.
Yeah, you know, you got one of them cues on the phone this lot tonight, man.
Oh, Lord, we got a pooper scooper in there something.
Say that again?
I said I got a pooper scooper if you need it.
All right, well, we won't get into talking too much trash on the fraternity tonight. We'll save that for a long other night. Got a couple topics I want to discuss with y'all. A lot of things going on I didn't get a chance to talk to you yesterday. First, I want to talk about, you know, getting into the quick sports. You know, today was the NBA trade deadline. I've been listening to sports talk radio all day. You know, it just common sense came over to me. I don't understand what the big hype about it is. Like, I feel like these dudes, maybe it's just because it's a dead news day, you know what I mean? And they just feel like they had to fill some airspace. But they've been talking about a trade with Kevin Garnett for the last week. The man said he wasn't going anywhere. He has a no-trade clause in his contract, but they were still discussing trades. To me, it just doesn't make sense. Why would you try to trade away someone who doesn't want to leave your organization and is a future Hall of Famer? Where's the loyalty at nowadays in sports? Where's the loyalty at, period? If a man is great and he's still playing at a high level, he represents my organization well. It's not like how Michael Vick got caught in dogs and now represent the organization. It's like this kid was out here physically abusing his woman or anything. He's been a stand-up individual. He just says the F word way too much on the court and on TV. But, hey, that's just swearing. But is like the great Mitch Chuck, Dr. Bush just died, and he's talking about how loyal he was to players and all that stuff. Where's the loyalty in sports today? Are we getting to the point where society is all about money? Like, is it really Trinidad James, all gold, everything? Mr. Russ, what you guys say? Is there any loyalty in sports or anything in this world, or is it just all about that dollar bill?
Well, when you colors came into the game, y'all made it all about that goddamn gone money. Now, when you had the great Larry Bird and Cousy and goddamn gone Joe Montana playing the game, it was about winning. But you colored folks, you want to get rich and you want to be millionaires and whatnot, and you made it all about the money. But that's not right, okay? Now, if you want to bring it back to what it's all about, you gotta stop letting the colors play the sports. I'm sorry,
yeah.
I can't keep that shit.
hey, Rush, you a fool, yo. But I need to tell you, we was talking about the white owners in sports. Yo, what you talking about? Hey, Mr. Rogers, what you think? Is there anything about the dollar bill on sports, or is there any more loyalty left?
Yo, this dude got me in tears over here, yo.
Yo, my man Russ is a fool, yo.
But,
I'll be hearing him laugh all night if I don't mute him, and I'll be laughing right with him.
Yo, man, it is all about the money, man. That's all it is, about that top dollar, man, especially when it comes to that new luxury tax that they got going on, too. People trying to maneuver, get their rosters down, the pay scale. They're trying to get that pay scale down so that we don't have to pay that high luxury tax, man. So it's all about money, man. That's all it is, man.
Yeah, I wish there was a way that the Philadelphia 76ers could trade Bynum just for his hair. I don't know if that man has a perm, an afro, a perm afro with cornrows. But if there's a way we could just trade away his hair, I'd become a Philadelphia fan again because that's just terrible. All right, that's one topic down the line. We got 20 minutes left. Now I want to talk about a little bit of pop culture. I saw a story in the news today that said Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are interviewing for four spots for nannies. The nanny will be provided her own wing, all four nannies. She needs four nannies. Her own wing in the mansion. Access, of course, all four of them have access to everything. They'll be paid over $200,000. Now, I understand having a baby is tough. I give women all the props in the world because it wouldn't be me. I'm already fat. If I had to add another 40-pound baby and placenta in me, it just wouldn't happen. It's just not in my car. So I give women all the props in the world for being strong women and being able to carry and have babies. I mean, it is your fault you did eat the apple, but who's here passing blame? But what I'm saying is, and of course this is mainly just Kim Kardashian, what do you need four nannies for? It's just one baby. What are the odds that this baby grows up and does not know who his mother or father is because they are always out of town, always partying? How do you have four nannies? What the hell are they going to do? It's one baby. Hey, Mr. Rice, what do you think, man? If you had a chance, if you had all the money in the world to have four nannies for your kids, you think you had to hire four nannies?
No, I wouldn't have a nanny at all, man. I want to raise my kids hands-on, man. I want them to know who I am. Get that nanny stuff, man. That's how them rich kids, they grow up, they don't really respect their parents like that, man. All he worried about is daddy give me this, daddy give me the money, and Mama Duke, she raised me. Ah, man, that's not going to fly, man. And that's why they kid going to come out crazy. And Kanye should be ashamed of himself. His mother raised him. He wasn't raised by no nanny.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see what you're saying, but if I was rich, I'd definitely have at least one nanny. I mean, at one point, you know, daddy's going to go out and get one.
Wait a minute. Didn't you call and say it takes a village to raise a child? Didn't you call and folks say that? Said that, right? Okay. Now, Kim, she owns her own village because that's what, you know, that's what we do. We own y'all. We let y'all do what y'all need to do. So she wants to get a village to raise her child. She's just doing what y'all said to do. I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, are you talking to your white slave master, Tyrone Biggins?
Yo, guys, I got characters for days, man.
Yo, so you and your Tyrone Biggins mode tonight? Yeah, you a black man from New York, and you.
I'm on my rebuild longer tonight, right now.
Oh, man, you must be in there drinking that fire water tonight.
I'm just talking about.
So what you think, man? Four nannies, if you're rich, what would you do?
Absolutely not, man. That don't even make no sense. If you're rich, you just get one good one. That's a waste of money. I mean, if you want to get one nanny because you can't always be there, that's cool, whatever. It's overkill, but, you know, that's what both of them do. They both over the top. That's what they do.
Yo, for 200 G's, yo, I raise they badass kid, yo. I'm definitely sure, and the first day that kid pisses me off, yo, I'm definitely showing him the sex tape. Like, look, man, look at it. Look at it. I'm going to tape his eyelids to his forehead. I'm like, say something about me again. Call me a loser and you got more money. Look at him, not on her. That'd just be me, though. That'd just be my
You're pulling out the Ray J sex tape?
No, you're pulling out the Ray J sex tape. That kid don't have a shot, yo. You know, I'm like, yo, that kid, I hope Kanye and Kim, in all seriousness, get that kid in karate, get them in Thai food, young, Hong Kong food, and all that. Because as soon as somebody Googles Kim Kardashian, all they're going to see is Ray J's package. And what do you think that's going to lead to? It's got to only lead to a fight. Think about it. Like, as soon as his friend sees that somebody else is boning his mom, I know I'm going to say, yo, can I have a sleepover at your crib? Can I sleep with your mama? I'm trying my hand. Obviously, she doesn't mind.
I'm trying my hand.
I mean, you 14, Kim Kardashian's probably going to be a good-looking MILF, yo. All that plastic, yo, that stuff ain't dropping. I ain't got to be in love with her. I'm only 15. I'm going to just try my hand, see what happens. You might catch her on a bad day. She might just say, yeah. I mean, what's better, boning Stifler's mom or boning Kanye's or Kim K's mom? Or what the hell is that baby's name, Kanye Kim?
Kimye.
Kimye, that's what the fucked up name is. Yo, wouldn't it be messed up if they named the baby like Kanye Kim Kardashian and it was just KKK? That would be amazing, yo. He run around with a kilt on, yo, and a scarf, yo. That kid's going to be gay. So, the next topic, let me tell you what I saw today on TV. I mean, not from TV, but from computer. Yo, why was some lady talking about she keeps her own beehive in the house, and she keeps the bees on her person because she wants the bees to sting her because it relieves tension. And after about 5 stings, she gets an orgasm.
What?
Now, she literally, and she knows how old certain bees are because, after the bee stings you, it loses a stinger and it dies, so she doesn't want to kill off the young ones. So she understands how old these bees are and has the bees stinging her. Now, I've messed with a lot of crazy bitches in my day. I swear I have, and I'm sorry. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've lucked up and found a beautiful woman. But, I don't know how hard it would be to break out a lady who gets it off by having bee stings. I mean, you can break out with her if she's seen your apartment because it's just going down. Like, once you say, baby, this ain't going to work, every time I stroke, I get stung in the penis, and this just ain't going to work out. Yeah, you're going to die, yo. She inflicts pain on herself every single day. So I just want to ask y'all, as men, I don't know how personal you want to get, but, I'm going to ask anyway, what's the weirdest fetish I ever came across in a relationship? Rush, you up first.
I'm about to drop off, but I plead the fifth.
Oh, man, you sucker.
What's
the story you've heard about that? You ain't got to put your own business out there like that. What's the weirdest fetish story you've heard about?
The weirdest fetish I've ever heard about?
Yeah, about a dude like messing with a chick, and she was just off the chain weird.
Give me a minute to think about that.
Well, hold on. I give me a minute to think about that. Hey, Mr. Rogers, you got any weird stories?
Heck no.
While I was in college?
Heck no.
Nah, all you
nah,
straight
man.
Up.
Huh? Just straight regular. I ain't never had no weird nonsense going on, man. Crazy.
They tried to run your woman over with a car.
No, but that's not what you're talking about, though. You're talking about something totally different.
Yeah, I can't ever say I haven't ran into some weird fetishes, though. I've just seen crazy women. I ain't gonna say that, but yeah, I just ran into crazy women. Come on, Rush, you
You queued up, man. I know all of y'all got some weird fetishes with chicks going on. I seen the women at your type parties.
But guys, you gotta realize, like, fetishes is like, that's like white people stuff, man. Like, no disrespect to anybody who might be out there listening, but we don't really have fetishes like that. Like, that ain't really our thing. Like, we don't really be like, oh, I gotta have a blow up doll in the room, or else, you know what I'm saying, I can't get a popping, or I gotta have a picture of Betty White jumping off somewhere. You know, don't judge me and me in my bedroom because I like Betty White, but I'm just saying.
would you knock Betty White off, yo?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun, yo. It sounds like her last dying wish, yo. What if Betty White was like, yo, I only got like 10 days to live. I'm trying to get my last rock off, yo. Would you knock her off for just out of GP?
No.
Yeah, I got to be knocking her off. You got to do stuff for people nowadays. Yo. That's what's wrong with the world. Y'all
do
stuff
for
yo.
People.
That'd be your community service, huh?
Yeah, man. Why are you going to give a dying woman her last wish, yo?
She can go somewhere else with that one.
I can't with you.
Well,
yo, God, I
got to
go, man.
Yo, Russ, good talking to you, man. You take care, man.
All right, we'll do it again shortly.
All right, brother.
All right.
Yo, fat dude, man. You ain't gonna give a woman her last dying wish, man?
Heck no, not that. Mm-mm.
Try to stretch out some of them wrinkles, man.
Ew. Ew.
Yo, man, she an old woman. She be very experienced, yo.
And that's the problem. She might croak on it.
Might croak on it, gonna make you throw up, man.
Yeah, man. That's pretty disgusting, man.
I got me doing it just to help her out. You know, sometimes people, you know, old business love too, Craig.
She gonna come in there where it depends on.
Yeah, man, I clean her up first. You know, they got showers nowadays with little hoses. You know what I mean? So I take the joint off the little wall. Flip it upside down, make sure your booty clean and all that. Throw some baby powder, you know what I mean? Oil her up with the baby oil, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, you're disgusting.
You gotta get that with the get down, man. Get the spicy.
You're disgusting. Oh, man, that's pretty bad, man.
She's dying, you know? I mean, how much worse could it get?
Next
she's
topic.
She's dying, man. Dirt
now. Next topic.
So I had another thing I wanted to discuss, man, since we've done talking about smashing Betty White. I was doing some research, man. I was looking at the little social networking, you know, and they said that 97% of people spend more than 3 hours of their 8-hour working day on social networking sites.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, do you think, like, social networking... How would you treat your kids with social networking? Because I have a whole little quirkiness about social networking and how it affects people and if it takes too much time. Because all social networking to me is eavesdropping. I mean, I enjoy Twitter because I talk to myself all the time. So this is like me talking to – I can send out messages. It's like me talking to myself, but no one can think I'm crazy because I'm like, yo, I got like 200 followers, I'm talking to them. When I'm really not, I could care less if anybody reads my Twitters. I'm only doing it for my own entertainment. I laugh at myself more than anything else.
Right.
So what you think about social networking? I think it's just eavesdropping, you know. I think it's just a bunch of nosy people on there, yeah. But how much time do you think you spend on social networking a day?
Bare minimum. Because I really don't go in there. Like, I'll go in there. Check, like, maybe if I commented on somebody's page or something, I check to see if they reply back. That's about it. But I don't go in there and just be searching and looking for stuff. Twitter, I barely even touch my Twitter. I don't even think I updated my Twitter in, like, months. So, I mean, that's about it, man. I mean, social networking is good. It all depends on, I mean, what you're doing it for and what you're using it for. I mean, if you're using it just to put your business out there or to see what other people's doing and worry about what other people's doing, or if you're using it for promotional reasons, business purposes, it's good for business purposes. definitely good for that.
So when are you gonna let your kids have a Facebook page?
Man, Facebook might not even be around by the time they get old enough. If it is, it's gonna be some old off the wall stuff, man. They're not gonna get it. They're gonna have to be high school graduating seniors before they get Facebook up in this crib, man. Because there's some crazy folks out there, man. They might venture off and be trying to get that old good catfish mentality going on in there.
I still don't get that whole catfish. There's no way. Now I'm a grown man, dog. And, like, I can understand. I never really hollered at a chick over online before. I just never had that type of attention span to be at a computer at a certain time and be typing a bunch of stuff. One of my boys got me in trouble for rapping to this girl online and using my email, and my girlfriend called it and was like, "Who is this girl?" And I was like, "Man, the hell if I know." She was like, "Well, it's got your name using your email." And I was like, "Oh, you son of a B. You got me." So, but, like, I could never be able to spend that much time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I ain't getting no cheeks to rub, yo, there's a good chance I just don't feel like talking to you.
Right.
I mean, just one of them type of dudes, man. I mean, the only reason why I married my wife, yo, and listen to her talk is because, you know, it's loving time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's give and take. But, you know what I mean? So I don't understand how a person get catfish. How do you fall in love with someone you never met? I mean, I feel like, you know,
well,
when you talk to someone, you get a vision of who they are. And if you've never met them and all you got is a picture, I mean, at one point, when you start telling somebody you love somebody, you care about somebody, you have to meet them.
Right. I mean, that's where it gets to the point where some people do meet them and they find out if they're the real deal or if they're not the real deal. So, I mean, it's just one of the things, I guess, you know, they say the right things that make them think that they're, you know, comfortable and make them think that person really cares about them. And that's how they get caught up, man. But,
man, these people don't care about each other. If you cared about somebody, you'd go see somebody.
I didn't say that they did care. I said they said the right things to make these people think that they care about them. I didn't say that they did. They make them think that they care about them. In turn, they really not. They really just playing them. So,
there's only one successful couple that I know. My man Swigga and his beautiful wife, Mrs. Swigga, that I know who's met online and actually fell in love and have a great relationship out of it. And I still don't know how the hell they pulled it off.
Right. I mean I know a couple of people. It's even like the one actor girl that played in How High, the girl that played in How High. She met her husband on a dating site, yo.
Hold on, the chick who was like the fake president's daughter, the black chick?
Yeah.
Wasn't she one of them ugly big face twins with the forehead? Who is that?
Nah.
Tamara?
Yeah, no, that she's no relation to them.
Tremera, yo, she's got a forehead like them, yo. They're Brandy and all them cousins. Yo, she met her husband online. She was a bad little chick, yo. Why she need to get online?
She probably had
profiles looking for a millionaire. I don't know. Let me not judge. I don't know.
I mean, believe it or not, man. Most of them superstar people, they just looking for a regular person, a regular average person that just, you know, that don't want them for nothing. You know, but it's hard to get there because everybody wants something.
That's what's wrong with Halle Berry, yo. Somebody need to grab her by her short little hair, yo. I'm like, hey, stop it. That's all she needs. But, hey, man, we got to close up shop. That's our time. That's our about a half an hour that we had. Thank you for all the calls that called in. My man Russ from big old Buffalo, Mr. Righteous, Dirty. Thank you all for calling in, supporting the show, giving good insight. Thank you all for the listeners out there. I love y'all. We'll be on. I'll try to be on tomorrow. I'm actually traveling for work. So depending on how the winter storm works, hopefully I'll be on tomorrow night. Tonight's episode was brought to you by Rich Before 30. Go cop that new book, The Real Silver Dollar. Also brought to you by TroysTaste.com for all your great recipes. Hop on TroysTaste.com and stick to a fitness. If you're on the West Coast, listen, which I know a lot of you are, go on to StickToAFitness.com, email them, get in shape, get healthy, get that heart right. I'm your host, Beach Bum Gun. You can always call in 646-915-8680. I love y'all. I see y'all tomorrow, hopefully tomorrow night. If not, I have somebody else run the show, and I'll be back with you Monday. Hey, man. Have a great fucking weekend. Love y'all. I'm out.